Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Where I am, it looks like it's going to be a good day for barbecuing. We got some sunshine. And, it's just a great weekend for dusting off the barbecue. And hopefully we'll get a little summer outdoors eating thing going on over the next few months. And who better to give us some ideas and tips than our very own Charlo, the chef. Charlo, how you doing this morning?
Jackie, let's get the barbecue party started.
Let's do this.
I'm doing brilliant, thank you.
That's great. And, you know, like, this is the time of year, isn't it? And the thing I want to know, Charlo, I think a lot of people have this question. Is it better to use the old-fashioned charcoal barbecue, or should you go with the gas? Which is better? Which is going to get the better outcome?
Okay, well, Jackie, if you break it down, there's a couple of, fors and against as well for each one. Barbecuing with gas is perfectly okay, and barbecuing with charcoal, again, is perfectly okay. But it all depends on what you want to get out of your barbecue experience. So, the gas barbecue, that's really good for large parties, or if you have unexpected guests coming in, because it's instant. You know, you're turning on the gas, it's instant heat, and it's really practical. But to get more flavour and to add more flavour to your food, the charcoal barbecue would be the way to go. Now, the more adventurous foodie would probably, go with charcoal. Myself, charcoal or wood chip barbecue is the way to go. There's a little bit more planning in that, and a little bit more preparation needed, Jackie, and also a little bit more extra cleaning. But it has benefits of adding flavour.
And it has all the
romance of cooking with fire, So,
it's a real man cooking.
exactly. And then it all depends on your budget, too. I mean, we can go from getting, the foil tray, disposable foil trays for picnics in the supermarket. And then, you go into all your stores now and you've got these stylish big gas range barbecues.
I saw one for nearly €1,000 the other day.
They're like outdoor second kitchen.
Yeah.
You have gas rings on either side and you can put on, caramelized onions and you can do other things. But I think the way it's going now at the moment is it's more popular now as an everyday meal, barbecuing.
So true.
And I think a lot of people are now looking at turning their back gardens into an outdoor living room.
Especially
in COVID times.
Absolutely.
More time to think and to plan. Yeah. But the only problem you're having is, I'm trying to get a pergola in my back garden to cover my outdoor dining area. You just can't get any trays, man, because, they're all booked up. That's the sort of thing you're looking at as well. But, I mean, people are buying in the garden centres, they're buying canapes for outdoor dining just to be on the safe side. It's a fantastic skill to have if you have your barbecue or your charcoal barbecue. It's a fantastic option to have when the weather's good,
And how do we keep safe on the barbecue? Because I think that's a big concern most people have. You get nervous, you don't want to make anybody sick. How do you make sure it's cooked right?
Okay, well, first of all, we'll talk about safety first. Let's talk about the equipment and let's talk about, barbecues. They should be, Jackie, really relaxed affairs, okay? Mm-hmm. You should treat the barbecue, whether it's gas or charcoal, with respect. So, I would say, once you light your barbecue, don't move it, okay?
Okay.
Also, have someone keeping an eye on it at all times. Because you could have, a spillage on it, or you could have an instant bit of flame. So keep someone keeping an eye on it all the time. Don't leave it unattended. Especially keep young children away from the barbecue, Jackie. Very, very important, because they don't realise the danger. They see, they say you eat with your eyes, but they just see food and they just walk towards
it.
Avoid loose clothing. So that's a lot of people don't realise this, but avoid loose clothing. Also, you get distracted when your guests are there, and you're under a little bit of pressure trying to cook your food. We'll come to the food safety in a second, but I would say as well, to make sure your barbecue is well away from any sporting activity or games. So the last thing you want is the football hitting your barbecue and your barbecue falling and charcoal, or you're getting a burn, sustaining the burn. And always, which is really handy, is keep a fire extinguisher to hand or a fire blanket to hand. But they're the key safety. Once you have them safety tips, then you're looking at the food safety, all right? I think, Jackie, most food safety issues with barbecuing are common sense, all right? So from a perspective of a host, say you're the host and you've guests coming on, or just your family, you want to keep them safe and you don't want anyone going away food poisoned, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, the biggest thing, and I mean it's the biggest message we've been getting since COVID, is wash your hands. So I'd say wash your hands prior to food prep and after handling raw food. So nice hot soapy water. Make sure you're washing your hands constantly. Separate chopping boards. If you're cooking with raw meat and you're using the chopping board, obviously use your veg. So I have colour-coded chopping boards in my house. You can get them in any of the stores. A red chopping board for raw meat, green chopping board for veg. But Jackie, a lot of the supermarkets and butchers are getting a lot better now and they're trying harder with their marinades. And you can literally walk in now off the high street and buy, you know, the tin foil containers.
Yeah.
And you have everything marinated, like the turkey breasts, the turkey burgers, to you know, different types of sausages, and then you have all your meats marinated. So you can just literally walk in there, and that it cuts out your cross contamination. I would say, you know, if you're handling with tongs, keep a tongs for raw meat and then keep a tongs for cooked meat.
Mm-hmm.
Also keep raw and cooked foods separate. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Isn't that a great saying?
Yeah.
Hot foods hot, cold foods cold. That's very, very important. And also, if you're storing the raw meat or you're marinating the day before, always keep the raw meat at the bottom shelf of your fridge. And the best tip I can give you for food safety, Jackie, is to buy a meat probe. Meat probe or thermometer. A good one will cost you €25, and you'll have it for life. And just then, you can probe your food, and anything above 75 degrees has killed bacteria, especially poultry. You're looking at killing salmonella with your poultry. Anything above 75 then is well done, and your bacteria has been, has been destroyed.
Brilliant.
And if it's a bacteria present, and you're going to then ensure then that you have, you know, safe food practices in your premises or in your house. Also, after 90 minutes after the food is cooked is safe, and then anything after 90 minutes, the food has to be either put in the bin or it can be put into the refrigerator.
Okay.
And it'll last in the refrigerator for 3 days if it's stored properly.
Okay.
They're cool. The tips that, you know, the guidelines. And then guidelines, Jackie, are available if you're not sure. You didn't get it all in the one, you know, listen this morning. They're all available on the Food Safe Council of Ireland website.
Brilliant.
So just go onto the website, Google up your safe tips. But it's really important that you just spend a little 10 minutes just to rehash and retrain your brain. These are the key things. Once I stay within these, you know, barriers, I'll be fine.
So, and don't we seem to have trouble? I think, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, cast, I'm not trying to be mean, but like a lot of Irish people do not have a lot of imagination when it comes to barbecues. It's sausages and it's burgers, and it doesn't go much beyond that. And there's so much more we can do. Tell us what we should be doing.
Well, I think, like, you know, to bring it up to just the next level from burgers and sausages, yeah, I mean, let's bring in some skewers. So, I mean, if you were to buy some prawns and, you know, you just put a little nice little marinade, like just lemon juice, a little bit of coriander, a little bit of sweet chili sauce into a marinade.
Yum.
20 minutes before servings, pop them all onto a skewer. Again, raw food, then you're washing your hands, no cross-contamination. But literally, for example, prawn skewers, you could have a taco or a tortilla wrap, pop that on the barbecue, toast it either side, 10 seconds either side. You have then 30 seconds either side for your prawn skewers, and you have this lovely crunchy sort of a coleslaw chili with chilies sliced through it, coleslaw mix. And I mean, you're talking salsas as well, but you're talking to bring it up to the next level. So chicken satay skewers, I mean, that's just chicken thigh meat, cheapest chips in the supermarkets, and a satay marinade. You can buy the satay marinades or be more adventurous and make your own. But you know what's great in the barbecues is the kettle barbecues with the lids. You're looking at like legs of lamb, anything on the bone. I cooked a beautiful rack of pork the other day and I had a pesto crumb in it. Absolutely, like, game changer, next level stuff. Any meat that you can get, chicken breasts with the bone on. Anything with the bone on, it's just the flavour.
And how long would you have to keep that on the barbecue to get it to cook through?
Okay,
roughly.
So again, a leg of lamb, say a 2.5-3 kg leg of lamb, you're looking at maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
But again, you're sealing it, you're putting it on your mine, you're turning it, you have the lid down. These will be on, like, the big green egg is the most popular sort of barbecue at the moment, and that's like the green dome shape, you know, with the hinge lid in it, and there's all different levels. They're really good, top class, and they're high end now, barbecue, but very, very popular and fantastic for cooking beef. beef joints and, you know, loins of bacon and all that. That's the wow factor. But if you're cooking on a gas barbecue, you'd be buying your lamb chops and you'd be buying your pork chops already cut from your butchers or from the supermarket. Little simple marinade, and you're grilling, and you know, you're turning them, and they're like, you know, a 12 minute turnaround on each side, and you're perfect if that's the way you want to go. But I do think that bringing in skewers and like peppered salmon, if you get some salmon fillets in, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of olive oil, there's a fantastic product out there, Wicklow rapeseed oil, and they've chili scented, lemon scented, it's great with fish. So these are things that you just experiment. But to achieve this, Jackie, there's a little bit more planning involved. And I think with the gas barbecues, it's great when it's an unexpected, you're doing large numbers. Burgers are your safe bet. If you're doing burgers, I mean, buy some pineapple, slice your pineapple up, grill your pineapple, get some nice fancy cheese, like, you know, a Roquefort cheese or, you know, a Camembert cheese is great. You know, or even get a really nice cheddar. There's really good cheddars out there. And jazz up your burger. You know, brioche buns instead of an ordinary bun, and get some nice relishes going there, and just jazz it up if that's the way you want to go.
Some,
you know,
great ideas there.
Different flavors of sausages out there as well.
Yeah.
There's YouTube videos. If you check out my YouTube videos, I'm doing steak sandwiches and I've got prawn skewers on there. And let's talk about dessert. A lot of people don't worry about dessert.
Now you're talking.
Back, you know what I'm going to bring back this summer, Jackie? I'm going to bring back the Knickerbocker Glory.
We're going to
do the Knickerbocker Glory on the barbecue. Get your skewer, chop up some peaches, whole strawberries, and also some pineapple chunks. Skewer them up, get them on your barbie, turn them, get the flavors going on them, and then get your tall glass, have your... You want jelly, have some jelly ready, cream, ice cream, some nuts, some toffee sauce. Scrape your nice, hot, barbecued fruit into the glass and build up your layers. And Knickerbocker, barbecued Knickerbocker Glory. How good does that sound?
That sounds amazing. Thanks so much. You've got my imagination absolutely going crazy and my mouth is watering.
Get your camera out and start taking pictures and upload them and see how you go.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I can't wait, Charlo, and I hope that we get some good weather this year to really get experimenting on that barbecue. And thanks so much for the tips, the ideas. As always, you're just full of great ideas. And I know if people want to find out more, you have recipes. Where can they find your recipes, Charlo?
Okay, so I have my own website, charlothechef.com, and I also have Facebook, Instagram, uploading all the time, but also YouTube as well. Check out some YouTube videos there.
Charlo, thanks so much for coming on. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your bank holiday.
Yeah, happy barbecuing, folks.
Spirit. My next guest has been very busy over the past year working with Community Connect to support new moms and families. So I am delighted to welcome Elaine Noonan back to the show to give us a quick update. Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Good morning, Jackie. I'm very good. Thank you.
Now, first of all, Elaine, just remind our listeners, I know you've been on before, but maybe they weren't listening then, about Community Connect. What is it all about and what services are you guys offering?
Of course, yeah. So we set up probably over a year ago now, Jackie, and what we do is we provide practical help to pregnant mothers and new parents who are just struggling to provide for their babies. And we're operating right across Ireland, so we have volunteers all over the country. And we basically supply things from nappies and wipes right up to bigger items like buggies and cots, and of course clothes and blankets, which are particularly important at the moment. And we take in baby items from people who are finished with them, and then we redistribute them out to the parents in need who would contact us for help.
That's brilliant. It's so great because, you know, when you're done, you know, it's like, what do you do with all that stuff? You can pass it on to people who really, really need it. And I believe that since we talked last, you've had an increase even in demand, and that you now have job opportunities for a coordinator based in Dublin. Tell us what's involved in that job.
Yeah, so Dublin in particular is really just getting busier and busier, and there is really a great ongoing need for support for the services we provide. And I think as word is getting out and other services are getting to know about us and what we provide, we're just finding that we're getting busier and the need is really out there. So we have a job opportunity at our Dublin hub. We have a coordinator who's in place at the moment, but she will be leaving us on maternity leave shortly. And we're looking to expand the role anyway because of the demand that's there. So we're looking for someone who's very organised and proactive to join our team and coordinate all the activities of our Dublin operation. So basically it would be 20 hours a week. We need someone who would have their own transport. And our hub in Dublin is in Tala, so we'd be looking for someone to work from the Tala hub 1 or 2 days a week, probably 2 on busy weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then just in terms of the attributes we're looking for, really just someone that has good communication skills, because you'd be dealing with, you know, mothers in need, families in need, and talking to them and helping to assess how we can help them.
Mm.
And then obviously basic email and spreadsheet skills to keep everything up to date there. And then just good team building skills and be able to motivate the team, and good leadership skills, that type of thing.
Yeah, and if they're interested, where do they apply? How do they get in touch?
So the best thing to do is to email me, and I'm Elaine, and I'm on info@communityconnect.ie. And then I can send over a role description that gives a bit more information, and then we can take it from there.
Brilliant. And I also believe you're looking to recruit more volunteers, and there are various ways that people can help in different parts of the country. Tell us who you need.
Yeah, so again, I suppose particularly in Dublin, we are really in need of more volunteers. We have a great dedicated core team of volunteers who are working week in, week out to get everything out to the families who contact us for help. But we're spread a little thin at the moment, so we really want to have more people who can come to the hub in Tala to pack and sort items to go out to the families who need them. We also would love to have some more drivers who would drive and deliver to families in need. And then the other thing we need is people who can lift the heavy items at the hub, because some of our volunteers are fantastic at the sorting and packing, but maybe they're not strong enough or are capable enough to lift the very heavy things. So someone strong who can do lifting and loading into cars as well. In Dublin in particular, we would love people to be able to dedicate a few hours a week at the hub. Or if they can drive, even it could be an evening, or, you know, whatever they can do, or even every second week. You know, we'll work with whatever people are able to do. And then, of course, across the country, we've hubs in many other places. And, of course, they would all welcome volunteers as well. Similar activities would go on in all of the hubs, the packing, sorting, and the driving and delivering. So if anybody is interested in that, I can give you the email address of our Dublin coordinator, who is a lady called Charlotte, and she'd love to hear from anyone in the Dublin area. And she's at dublin@communityconnect.ie. And then anyone else around the country can email me directly at the info address, or they can, there's a form on our website that they can fill in. If you just click volunteer on our website, I'll direct you then to your nearest hub and your nearest team.
Excellent. Elaine, thanks. So good to hear from you again. I'm glad to hear that things are rolling and happening, and you're getting that busy. That's great that people are reaching out. And hopefully we'll have lots of people to get out there and help you and fill those jobs quickly.
I hope so too, Jackie. Yeah. And thanks so much.
You're so very, very welcome. It's great to help out. It's great to see. It's nice, you know, I know there's lots of listeners out there that are pro-life, and this is something really good for people to get involved in, because it's helping people who have had their babies and now they need that support and help. So I hope a lot of people will respond for you.
Thank you, Jackie. I hope so too. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
That's Elaine Noonan. She's Community Connect. And so good to get involved, guys. So they're having all these volunteers they need to fill, and the job for coordinator in Dublin. You can get in touch, communityconnect.ie. They're on Facebook. You can get in touch in Dublin at dublin@communityconnect.ie.
Spirit.
You know, with the new announcements this week and the restrictions are easing a bit, many people might be thinking about doing some more exercise and need a bit of incentive. The gyms are going to be opening up hopefully in June. June 7th is the date they've been giving. And while others who've been consistent all through lockdown, they might find themselves lagging just a little bit and needing some fresh motivation. So on the line to help us with all of that, I have fitness professional and instructor Sheila O'Sullivan. Sheila, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
It's great to have you on. Let's start with people who are trying to get back into doing some exercise and get a little bit fitter. What tips and advice would you give them to help them start something that they can maintain and build on? I think that's the key, that they can maintain and keep it going. I think, don't we try to just bite off more than we can chew and then we end up going off?
Okay. Yeah,
fizzle
exactly.
out. Yeah.
And here's the deal. I just want to congratulate everybody over lockdown who has succeeded in maintaining activity, who've probably did a lot more standing than they normally do, instead of having coffees outside. Probably got out more because we didn't have our indoor gyms options. So people did a lot better than they might think that they have. And now the good news is the high motivation of we can get back to things that we didn't do before, like your young boys this morning playing soccer. You know, they didn't need to be pulled out of bed to say, you have to get up, and then, no, Dad, I don't want to get up. You know, they want to get back in. And people who want to play golf again, who want to play tennis again, my friend here, I'm in Killarney at the moment, she wants to go back into the pool and do her aqua, but she has done extra walking during this time. So there is a lot of, well done to everybody. There's a lot of incentives at the moment because we can get back to things we did, and we're in summer and we have more light and we can get out in the beautiful fresh air and the light that we need so badly. Apparently we need light more than we need diet, twice as much, you know. Wow. So light is so important. So out in the light and walk and cycle and exercise and get started.
yeah, just get out there and get it done, right? And apart from health benefits to our body, exercise also has a really important spiritual role too, doesn't it, Sheila?
Absolutely, and it's the wonderfulness about the pronged approach to our lives is that exercise is like, it can be a magic bullet in the sense that it can just, like, even just getting our circulation going moves everything in our body to detoxify, to bring good nutrients to all our parts, as it were. And so there's a huge, humongous amount of health benefits that we're not even knowing that it's going on, increasing our immune system, etc., helping our immune system. So, and the feel-good factor afterwards and during. So it's just, like, innumerable, the amounts of benefits. So every time you move, you're doing something good for yourself, and that's loving ourselves. So back to the spiritual, you know, we're enjoined to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves is the greatest command, and therefore, in loving God and then loving one another, and if I can love my neighbor as myself, I need to be loving myself, taking care of myself, and guarding myself, and by the grace of God, doing all that good stuff to, you know, have good nutrition and good sleep and stress management techniques. There's so many things that are all part of it. But yeah, spiritually, one of the things I've employed in my life is when I'm out cycling or walking on my own, I can go with a neighbor as well, which is fab. I just focus on some verses I'm meditating on, and some songs. I'm singing songs as I cycle. It's great.
Lovely. Lovely.
Once I pick up the Spirit Radio, you know.
There you go. It is great, I think, to have that motivation of music and to keep you moving and keep you bouncing and keep you going. You know, I think one of the things that I wanted to ask you too briefly is how do we stay motivated once we're going? I know some people have really kept motivated over lockdown and they've done great. How do we sustain that motivation
when there's lag? But can I just say, outside of the lag, how many here's something I would say to all the listeners, what is your perfect workout? Because I know what it is, and the answer is the one that you will do, the one that you love to do. It's what we love to do. So
you have to like it, don't you? Yeah, you have to like it.
Some people love gardening and they can stay hours for it. Now, again, it's some of it is repetitious and they have to mind their back, etc. But if they love to do that, then it's wonderful because it's movement and it's exercise and it's functional. And so that's the key, is to kind of is the motivation of loving and finding things that maybe you didn't like and now you like them, or you can start new activities. So that's number one that will keep you going. And then having a friend to do it with, of course, a motivational, you know, I do a cycle every week, twice a week with a friend, you know, and it's nice. It's the incentive of doing that with somebody else. Yeah. And I could do it on my own and I do it on my own. But so have somebody else to encourage you to maintain. Mm-hmm. So we keep each other going. Yeah. And then actually, like, I think, I don't know, Jackie, I think a lot of people will talk about the COVID weight that they've put on. So if you know you've gained some weight and you wish, you know, you need to shed some of that, have something like, okay, I'm going to focus on my eating, but I'm going to increase my activity today. I'm finding now at the moment I'm going out in the evening for walks as well, because the light in the evening is beautiful. So the light is going to power my mitochondria in each cell, which gives me more energy. So that happens with light anyway. So being out in the light is great. So finding maybe more times that you can get out after your evening meal, a great time to go for a walk, you know. So so start new habits. And once you've established a habit, it will be easier to keep doing it.
That's it. Establish the habit. Now, I just briefly want to say, I know you run flow classes where you weave faith and exercise together, and they're probably going to be hopefully starting up again soon when restrictions lift. Where can people find you and get more information about that?
Just real quickly, just protempo.ie. It's kind of a main website that I share with somebody else, so my phone number and details are there, so you can contact me. So I hope to start up with those soon, because there are things I'm doing on my own as well, because I stop and do my flow every, you know, you can do a 5-minute flow class, you know, in your own time, you know, you don't have to do a whole hour. But looking forward to working in the spiritual view of like a whole body health. You know, the word shalom means wholeness and wellness, and Jesus spoke to the woman, said, walk in shalom, you know, go in whole health. Yeah. And he wants us to be physically, mentally, emotionally, every way, healthy and well, and enjoy life to the full, because he's given us life to live. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Sheila, so much for coming on. It's been so great talking to you and having that reminder that exercise is good, not just for the mind, not just for the body, but also for the spirit. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Jackie. All the best.
God bless. So that's protempo.ie if you want to get in touch with Sheila. Protempo.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.